Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's the birds bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here and have been now for over 22 years. Celebrating our 22nd anniversary, we're a little extra obnoxious this week, fair warning. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's also a 22-plus-year website. JimBlasingame.com. It's almost that old. That's where you can find my books. Wally Bach is here. WritingABookWithWally.com is the website. WritingABookWithWally.com. I promise you, you'll be glad you did, especially if you're thinking about writing a book. Wally, thanks again for being here. Folks, Wally's been here since the beginning. I'm the only person in this whole operation has been here longer than Wally. Wally, thank you for being here, and thank you for all that you do for us and for authors. We're talking about how things have changed since you and I started talking together in the publishing area, and we were pointing out at the end of the last segment that even though getting the book produced is easier than ever and totally democratic, totally available to anybody who wants to write a book, whatever kind of book it wants to be, it doesn't inoculate you. It doesn't eliminate your requirement to not abuse the reader and to produce the best quality book possible. The ease of it doesn't give you the license to not produce something good. And the marketplace will drop a gavel on you too if you want it.
It will. It will. I mean, what's happened is it's gotten so easy for publishers that it's gotten hard for readers to find good stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, I see that in my own thing. Amazon keeps throwing up this stuff at me, and I go and look at it and think, no, I don't want to read that. That's not good stuff. It bothers me when it's not good stuff. Mm-hmm. So I go, I mean, in the old days, I used to go to the bookstore, and I would know that everything there was at least at a minimum standard of quality. Well, you don't have that anymore. Mm-hmm. If you go to Amazon and you look at the books, they can be from the worst self-published version to something that's excellent, that you couldn't tell from the absolute best work of the absolute best legacy.
Well, Amazon's agnostic. I mean, Amazon's not a There's no quality control in Amazon. Zero quality control. That's just a marketplace. That's all it is. It's also not an honest marketplace. But go ahead. That's another story. Go ahead.
That's another story. But it's the place where people go to look for books.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I look for like the mysteries that I read or the thrillers that I read, which are my reading. Other people watch TV. I read Daniel Silva. And once I know an author, I'll stay with them. But when you run out of that author, or the author runs out of good stuff to say, then you got to find new books, and that's just a trial.
Well, do you think the issue is editing? You know, one of the challenges that we had was finding editors. I'm going to say that I say editing. I'm talking about somebody who helped me. I've never really needed a heavy hand on the content editing side, but I have wanted someone to look at it from another perspective. You've done that, helped me with that immeasurably. I mean, the last three of my books would not be good. Last two especially would not be anywhere near what they should be without Wally. But we hired people that were to immerse themselves in it, and that was difficult to find somebody who was what my friend Noah St. John calls a loving mirror, somebody who loves your work, loves your book, but still will show you what you need to know. We've had a hard time with that. Is that you think that might be part of the problem?
Well, I think it's once you find a good editor, and that pretty much all of my clients, I'm trying to think of exceptions, and there's a couple, but most of them have used the same editor, Lynette Smith.
Yeah.
Because she's good, because we know she's quality, because we know she's got quality standards, and she goes into it. When we're looking at the the interior designs and stuff for the book. We go with a company called 1106 Design out of Phoenix because Michelle and her team are good and they do the right kind of stuff. And once you find the good ones, boy, you don't want to let go of them. You want people that will make your book. What I tell the authors that I work with is you want your book to look as good as the content. And you want the content to be world class.
That's right. That's one thing I'm proud of our team is we've won awards for the way the book looks, not only for the insides, but Wally, the thing we also need to remind people, folks, there are different kinds of editors. You know, my books, we drop my book through four or five different kinds of editors. Wally's one kind of an editor. Other people like the Gene Smith or whatever the lady's name is, she's another kind. Then you also need a nitpicker. You need a copy editor.
Proofreader.
Proofreader. That's right. There are people who don't read the content. They're just looking for nits, and they will find them, too,
by the way.
They'll find them.
Yeah, there's basically two
kinds of editors. Wrap it up quickly, Rob. Wrap it up quick. Go ahead.
Okay. You've got rule-based editors that will check your grammar and stuff. You've got judgment-based editors that will make the content better.
Right.
So...
And don't forget the SOBs. They'll just cover all of it and just slap you around.
Oh, yeah. You got to get a whole bunch of SOBs.
Got to have some SOBs. Hey, Wally, thanks for being one of my SOBs, and thanks for 22 great years. Come back soon.
Well, yeah, it's great to be with another SOB. What can I tell you?
Takes one to know one, right, Wally? Wally Bach, ladies and gentlemen, writing a book with Wally.com. Please check that out. If you got a book in your mind, if you're trying to crank one out. And by the way, I'll leave you with this last thought. A book comes out of you. When it's ready. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.